Welcome to Bahía La Pataya. In this venue, the forest, the sea, and the mountains come together to form a landscape where we get the feeling of reaching the end of the world. La Pataya is a word of Yagan origin that means Bay of the Forest or Bay of Good Wood. The Yagan people were the first inhabitants of this southern region. They were nomadic people who lived for 6,500 years, adapted to the coastal marine environment. Their main food resources came from the sea. They traveled on canoes, hunting sea lions, birds, fish, and mollusks. They used branches to build small huts where they lived and carried out their daily activities. As a result of all these activities over hundreds of years, ring-shaped elevations or domes were formed on the surface of the land, which constitute archaeological sites that allow us to reconstruct the history of these populations. Contact with Western settlers altered their way of life and drastically reduced their population. However, representatives of the Yagan people still live in both Argentina and Chile. The footbridges through which we are walking protect this important archaeological heritage that lies beneath our feet. Various productive activities began to develop since the founding and growth of the city of Ushuaia. In this place, for example, one of the first sawmills for regional logging was installed. There was small-scale livestock production, and there was even a seafood packing plant. They all operated until the park was created. Even today, we can see some vestiges or traces of these activities, such as corrals of sticks, fences, roads in the forest for wood transportation, stockages in the river, or some shelters for axemen. The island we see in the background is Isla Redonda, and the one further back, on the other side of the Beagle Channel, is Isla Navarino, in Chilean territory. To the right, south, is the Mesa Real Hill. To the back, west, you can see the Condor Hill, and further back, the Darwin Range in Chile. And to the left, north, the Huanaco Range. See you at the next point of interest.